This podcast version of Soul to Soul has been altered from the original broadcast version.
Sometimes we forget that we share this planet with a large variety of other forms of life, and that these other forms of life are just as intelligent and aware as us. According to Cambridge University, animals exhibit a similar level of consciousness and awareness to that of humans. Ancient people knew this, which is why they honored different animal attributes symbolically in the forms of totems. Animal totems and animal spirit guides, sometimes referred to as devas, provided ancient peoples with a system of inner guidance and dream vision interpretation which is still helpful and in use to this day. Today on Soul to Soul, we look at some of the meanings of a variety of animal totems.
We also hear from Liara, Joni, and P.S. And it all starts now. Let's begin today's animal theme with this inspired track from Katy Perry. This is Roar.
You're experiencing Soul to Soul on 98.7 RPPFM.
Totem animals. The lizard. Through myth and legend, lizard is associated with the dream time. When we dream, we imagine different futures and decide which we will materialize. Dreams contain some of the subtlest perceptions of the mind, of which we may not be conscious. Lizard helps us see the importance of respecting and remembering our dreams. Lizard medicine is the companion of everyday waking reality, where our dreams are studied before they are manifested physically. Pay attention to your dreams, as they reveal to us what we are not always aware of when we are awake. Dreams show us our fears and our desires. It is suggested that you keep a journal of your dreams to be studied, especially the symbolic and recurring ones. The lizard shows us hidden messages in the dream state. Lizard will aid you in becoming more detached from situations in your life. Now and again, it is required to be detached, to separate yourself from others, to succeed in what is necessary. Lizard will also show you how to leave the past in the past, to move on and quit being attached to what has been. Lizard is proposing immediate change in one or more areas of your life. You may need to let go of old ideas, patterns, belief systems, habits, actions, or lifestyle because the old may threaten you in some way now. It is time to let go. Lizard prompts the need to go within and examine the present reality, and then move with confidence and utmost assuredness into a new chapter of your life.
animal totems. The panther. The panther, spiritual animal, is powerful and protective. The panther symbolizes courage, valor, and power. If the panther is your power animal, you are blessed with a fierce guardian. The panther is the symbol of the mother, the dark moon, and the power of the night. This totem animal encourages us to understand the power within the shadows and to acknowledge these powers to help eliminate our fear of the dark and unknown. Panther medicine gives a broader vision and deeper vision spiritually beyond the physical realm. This enhanced perspective allows individuals to see things from a distance or through close examination. Clairaudience, the ability to hear communication from other forms of life and dimensions, may develop. If Panther is showing up, then you should trust your thoughts, inner voice, and the messages that are showing up in your life. Panther will assist you on your path, sometimes in the form of a mentor or teacher. Panther medicine holds the secrets of worlds that are unseen and linked with lunar energy. The darkest of night holds the truth of creation.
Totem animals. The turtle. Those with the turtle as their animal totem can relate to the sure and steady message this creature brings to our lives. It is also a powerful totem for protection, as withdrawing into its shell is an amazing self-defense mechanism. The turtle has few predators, which gives it an innocent energy. This also increases its lifespan, and so holds the symbolic meaning for longevity in many cultures. Remember the old adage, slow and steady wins the race. Not only is the turtle's walking pace sure and steady, but so is its insistence at being a part of biological life on this earth. Something to consider when connecting to a turtle as a guide and mentor in living a dynamic long life. Because of its seemingly wide-eyed, long-lived, carefree attitude, the turtle is often thought to be the wisest of souls among the animal kingdom. We would all do well to take this as a lesson and move at our own pace as the turtle does. Furthermore, the turtle takes its wisdom one day at a time, not reacting, simply accepting and moving on in its natural methods. Again, this is a powerful analogy for humankind, and we would benefit from adopting this same behavioral pattern. Turtles share an association with water, which lends meanings of motion, intuition, and emotion to the myriad of more symbolic meanings of the turtle.
Hi, I'm Liara Covert, and this is Soul to Soul Radio. Notice the presence of children guides us back to our own innate perfection. Their spontaneity, playfulness, and provocative ways shake up adult beliefs and reveal the key to more inclusive and expansive vibrational existence. Unless conditioned, children love everything equally, interact harmoniously, tune into and engage divine capacities, and interact telepathically quite naturally. Adults often think they must choose to become whole. While innocent children are awake, they are whole within themselves and among themselves. Children know they do not evolve toward love, but are living examples of love. They recognize we are all brothers and sisters in the same cosmic family. Innocent children have a higher dimensional self functioning at full capacity, without inhibitions. Perceived imperfection by adults is only necessary for perceived evolution. When viewed from higher dimensions, everything is perceived as being in perfect order. The superhuman stage of human existence is not for the privileged few or open to a limited group. It's open to all humanity together, where each complements the others. Living in true freedom requires we recognize that connectedness is a basic reality of existence. When we see ourselves as a whole, we act on behalf of the whole, of which we are consciously a part. And it's no longer consciously possible to harm anything. When adults are open to it, children are wise teachers in new ways of doing things. But to do this, they must challenge and undermine the old and outdated authorities. They tend to do this in a few ways. First, children question and challenge every belief system or rule that you as a parent or anyone else seeks to impose on them. They show you what works best for them and what does not. It's up to adults to listen, to unlearn their own conditioning, and not force their will. You may hear terms like indigo, crystal, or rainbow child, yet all children of today exist to teach conditioned adults how to see the world differently, to recognize what is not working, and to have the courage to make changes that resonate with more soulful living. Another way children challenge outdated authority is to simply see everything as a game. They're very playful, whereas adults tend to be more serious, and children invite adults to take life less seriously, to laugh longer and more often. It's an interesting statistic that children tend to laugh at least 100 times a day, while the average adult laughs less than 10. The nature of stress experience says a lot. Children understand that a dimensional shift is a shift in patterns that ultimately affect our relationship with ourselves and the universe. And it's for our highest good to allow these changes to occur. Children of today are not vulnerable souls in need of control and shaping. They exist to shake up old paradigms, to prompt us to step back and live the world from a completely new place of wholeness. All human beings can gain insight into themselves and their state of consciousness from children who know what has to be said and are not afraid to say it. Children are true to themselves and remind everyone that doing so changes the outer world. Third-dimensional norms of materialism are giving way to a shift into a cosmic civilization. To see the world through the eyes of a child is to see the world through the eyes of God. To see the world as an integrated whole. To see the world as a perfect place to be. I'm Liara Covert, a galactic traveler, author, and intuitive catalyst for expansion. I guide and empower people to tune into timeless cosmic wisdom and to reactivate superhuman abilities. Visit my Dream Builders Australia blog at blog.dreambuilders.com.au. Follow my Facebook page. Tune into another weekly radio show I do with Stephen Harefield, the American Monk, on Insight Radio. You can also contact me at Liara, L-I-A-R-A, at dreambuilders.com.au. Infinite blessings.
Hello, I'm Viviana.
I'm Eric von Däniken.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue Nicholson.
Hi, this is Yvonne Tierbos.
Hi, I'm Liara Covert.
Hello, this is Brian Baruch.
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, this is Lisa and Trace. And you're listening to Soul to Soul
on RPFM.
Animal totems. The lion. Lion, wise like an ancient sage, and he carries himself like a king. Seek out his counsel when you need courage and strength, for he will show you the ways you have not yet imagined. The lion symbolizes mastering your emotions. The lion roars ferociously, and the roar can be heard for miles. It is summoning the power of the sun to be unleashed at his will. He proclaims his power as a message and a warning. Lion can call down the thunder and the lightning as his roar thunders across the plains, causing all to pause. The spiritual meaning and significance of the lion represents the sun and gold. To connect to the lion totem and experience his energies, go outside and find just the right spot, a spot in the sun that you imagined a lion would like. Sit down or lie down and soak up the glorious golden rays of the sun. From lion symbolism, it is here that you will make the bound and feel the energies enter your body, mind, and spirit. It is a transcendent experience. You are becoming lion-hearted, and you can tap to the spellbinding power of the legacy of the King of Kings, the lion. Lion brings the symbolism message to focus on self-control, that true strength is the ability to control and master your emotions. Learn to stay centered in your core power, the power steering deep within your solar plexus. Lion symbol teaches to rise above and control the urges of impatience in all that you desire. You have come thus far, and you must rein in and master your emotions. What you desire is just beyond the horizon. Just like the lion totem has learned, it is you that must choose the power and take this spiritual journey where great rewards and sublime satisfaction awaits you.
Totem animals. The crow. Crow is a bringer of change, spiritual, mental, and emotional. Life, death, rebirth, transition magic, watchfulness. Look for opportunities coming up. Crow aids in the ability to move spiritually and physically. Crows teach the power and balance of light and dark, and of spiritual and physical. Crow teaches to create and manifest things in our lives. All of life is waiting. Crow announces a newness on the horizon. Are you aware of the nuances of life? Are you listening to the signs around you? Crow can give strength and show you how to maneuver in intuitions and insights.
From Paul McCartney, live at Abbey Road Studios, this is Blackbird.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue Nicholson, and you're listening to soul to soul.
This is Joni with her inspired writings.
Who am I? I know I'm not the same as I was yesterday. I can see changes in me today, and I see a vision of who I want to become tomorrow. What do you see in me that I cannot see in myself? Can you see my strength below my fear, my compassion over my judgment? I try to be perfect, but never quite reach the mark. So I ask, who am I? Am I my mistakes, my fear, my ego? Am I my love, my compassion, and my faith? I'm a combination of all those things. But most of all, I am my words, my actions, and I am my faith. Each day I defy myself over and over again, living the life you would want for me. I am living simply, loving deeply, and asking myself each day, who am I? So who am I? I am you, I am me, and everything in between.
To find out more about Joni, go to facebook.com/inspirationjoniO or see her webpage at joniortbring.wordpress.com. Or follow the links from the Soul to Soul Facebook page.
Animal totems. The jellyfish. The jellyfish medicinally means sensitivity to water energy, understanding of the value of floating rather than swimming through trying emotional times, proper use of softness, ability to become untangled from the webs of peril in life, acceptance and faith. Jellyfish hold acceptance and faith, knowing and trusting that all that is will provide the necessary for them to survive. As they move in harmony with the currents of life, they show to us how to flow with the natural forces of Mother Earth. There are some ancient healers who hold the belief that the tapestry of true spiritual knowledge is held within the transparent forms of the jellyfish. If this is your power animal, maintaining balance in all areas of your life is an important lesson for you to learn. When the jellyfish swims into your life, ask yourself if you are flowing with life in a balanced manner or whether you are wasting too much time drifting aimlessly and not enough time actively crossing the currents and heading towards your goals. Watch yourself attentively and study the jellyfish. Then balance can be achieved.
Totem animals. The ibis. Ibis teaches sociability, communication, and working cooperatively in a group. Being around others and their diversity of new ideas and thoughts that bring about new opportunities. Be open to the process, even if it means wandering from current ideals. Time to expand and explore. Ibis will teach you how to probe for more spiritual and emotional nourishment, and to do this with confidence. Ibis will show building of solid foundations in existing personal or professional relationships in order to reach new levels. Ibis will show how to find the knowledge that is needed. IBIS medicine teaches patience. IBIS will show how to transition in steps as each week progresses, so be ready, because the archetypal power of IBIS conveys sacrificial and protective elements in life's storms, either in personal areas or towards others. So trust your intuition, as IBIS demonstrates the importance of timing, and we all know it's all about timing.
Animal totems. The condor. Condor symbolizes strength through its ability to survive despite great odds against it. People with condor totems are often visionaries who have endured great struggles. People with the condor totem have great vision and can show great depths of emotion via art or other visual means. Condor symbolizes strength through its ability to survive despite great odds against it. Those with this totem are called to recognize the important role they play in the grand scheme of things. The condor is a symbol of death and rebirth, the mother symbol, and represents purification. For those with this totem, you will be noticed more for what you do than how you appear. The condor teaches us how to soar above our limitations. This totem is a semi-permanent totem. Once it enters your life, it will be with you always through your numerous lifetimes. You may start to see auras and colors around people. Condors can help teach you how to accomplish this through patience and visions. Condors teach you how to soar without using much energy, how to ride the thermal winds instead of flapping. Go with the flow. Use your own energy powerfully and efficiently. Condor is associated with the sense of smell, and aroma therapy is a good tool to use to connect with this totem.
From Maui, this is Birds Flying High. If you would like to contact us here at Soul to Soul, go to our new webpage, soultosoulonline.com, and click the contact link, or you can email us at s2sonair@gmail.com.
And don't forget to visit and like our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/soultosoulRPPFM. A totem of life, in many to such expressions, is when a soul has contributed in many to such ways, so as to bring forgiveness to all of its own soulful effects. It has so well chosen towards its allness many to such effects in ways to be bestly understood, so as to formulate inwardly and towards all a new way of self-giving, a new way of self-understanding, a new way of due coursing to its own way, a new self-understood. So by so well observing throughout all outcomes of life distributionary effects, many to such totems of life, we are then in full navigational procession of light, where we are allowing for a magnitude of self-expressions to so well come forward into its own magnificence and align to oneself all of its highest degrees of self-perceivabilities that we can all so well align ourselves as in all ways of its soulful perspectivities of its own soulful effect. So this full indulgence of soul concessions is to besterly regard all natural components of life and to bring this so well forward into its own and align it in its highest degrees of self-possibilities, self-alignment. So as each one so well hear from this highest degree of self-perceivabilities, these soulful alignments as it is, we can then also glance much more forward into its own and align ourselves to its highest capacity of self-observations. All can so well align themselves as in this whole soulful component as it is. And so please do so in joy. Align your hearts to these highest degrees of what it is to be of a totem of light and life in full expression. And as we all get this, we can all fully begin to understand how it is of conceivable objective to so well align all of its highest possibilities into all ways of what it is to be as a one whole soul componency here and among many other worlds as it is.
Totem animals. The cat. Cat totems represent magic, independence, cleverness, unpredictability, balance of energies, and action in life. Cats assure that mysteries will unfold in life. The cat shows how to clarify perceptions, which allows new ideas to manifest. Cats encourage mental and emotional agility and aids in being resourceful and stealthy tactics. Cats teach courage and confidence. The cat totem asks us, do we need to be more independent? Are we using our resources to the best of our abilities? Is it time to start a new project? Cat will show how to continue the process of opening your intuition for your best soul growth.
Animal totems. The owl. The owl spirit animal is emblematic of a deep connection with wisdom and intuitive knowledge. If you have the owl as totem or power animal, you're likely to have the ability to see what's usually hidden to most. When the spirit of this animal guides you, you can see the true reality beyond illusion and deceit. The owl also offers to those who have it as a personal totem the inspiration and guidance necessary to deeply explore the unknown and the magic of life. The owl could also be an animal spirit guide offering you insight about a moment of transition. Since this totem animal is often associated with death, when an owl shows up in a dream, it could mean that you are receiving guidance regarding personal transformation, change.
Totem animals. The koala. The totem meaning of koala speaks of connection, protection, and memory because of their original affinity to ground-dwelling life. As burrowers, koalas shared a special connection with the earth. Aboriginal wisdom recognises this relationship. Certain Australian myths claim koalas were first earthly clumps of grey clay and slowly crawled from their clay in order to bring sacred wisdom to humans. They were also said to teach humans how to climb trees in order to gain a broader view of the grand world in which they lived. This is also symbolic of memory. Some Aboriginal legends tell of koalas being the memory keepers of an ancient tribe of beings, a kind of pre-human. It's said the original people of the earth were turned into koalas as a self-protective measure when the waters of their lands dried up. Ancient koala people climbed the tops of the trees to drink the first rains and also eat the moisture-filled leaves of the eucalyptus. Another aspect of the myth says the koala beings keep watch for their ancestors' return in their true form.
Let's wind up with this fun piece from Louis Armstrong. This is If I Could Talk to the Animals.
Well, that's all we have for this installment of Soul to Soul.
To find links for the content of today's program and to explore bonus material, go to and like the Soul to Soul Facebook page.
To find us on Facebook, just type Soul 2, the number 2, not the word 2, Soul, RPPFM, into the Facebook browser.
And don't forget to visit our Vimeo page, which is vimeo.com/soul-to-soul.
Until next, we entangle.
Namaste.
The divine in us salutes.
The divine in you all. Oh.